Interrogations got my mental racing. I ain't trying to end up in Bellevue as no mental patient. See, the plan was let's set a schedule. Tim from the other side had it. Tim was into the flashing. Solar side wearing caskets. It's systematic. Every Thursday night he would re-up. Navy blue infinity tenant rolling his weed up. Anytime he felt he was followed, it made him speed up. He rarely cracked a smile. His demeanor was always cheat up. Knew this chick that was mutual. Every Monday they meet up. Quick visits. He drop off a bag. She got her feet up. Tim paid a rent to the apartment, it's in Shorty name. Shorty name, I get to that later. To me, they all the same. My cousin James called my phone, told me it's urgent. He scoped the situation out. Timing had to be perfect. Worthless feelings building inside the mother of Tim kids. He got two boys, plus she know where all of his friends live. We found the weakness in his platoon, his goon weather. Hoodies only do dark colors to help us move better. I told James, cause you know what to do if you catch her. Might have took a loss, well, I lose never. That's fool's treasure. We gon' do this right. We ain't the type that's too extra. It's Sunday night. James got the drop on the meeting time. Monday came. Tim switched cars. Nothing police could find. I'm on standby. James supposed to come pick me up. He said at 3 that Tim meeting Shorty. Something he picking up. James ain't got no kids or no wifey, so he don't give a fuck. James remember when I had called him. Glad that he picked it up.
Hello?
I told him I woke up Rolly missing. She had me sick cuz ready to make my home the prison. She had a gram deleted morning after I got robbed. Since then I've been looking for her. I treat it like a job. James took a picture and sent it, asked me who is it. I text him and I told him no question, she looked familiar. 15,000 a Rolly and a couple chains. Charged it to the game, but something was on my brain. Couldn't figure it out, I'm thinking like Tim Limey. James Pete, one of Tim's sons, walking with mommy. He thinking, put him in the trunk and then he lit a blunt. He getting antsy, he been sitting on his lick all month. He ain't bothered him, more concerned with they father them. James parked in the complex, Shorty walking in. Black leggings, leather jacket, and some black shades. Shorty 5'7", few days earlier she got braids. Ever since I got robbed, riding round in a hot rage. Don't even care if I get locked up till I'm my pop's age. James called me one more time, Tim pulled up by himself. He parked and walked in the building and then he checked his mail. James a face Tim ain't never seen. Shorty and Tim up in the crib, this nigga fell asleep. James knocked twice, nobody answered, so he picked the lock. Cut the lights, took his shoes off, walked around in his socks. Shorty in the bathroom, wine glass and red wine. Tim got missed calls from his sons before they bedtime. James opened the door, it's steaming, whole mirror foggy. Shorty in the tub, James about to leap, he feeling froggy. Soon as she see him, two shots right in the forehead. Silencer kept the blood neat, ain't leave the floor red. Slid out, Tim still sleeping, he never woke up. James had some powder to make him think Tim was coked up. Leather bag, iPhones, chains, and a Rolex. 15,000 and hundreds and fifties took no less. Tim stretched out, so James looked through his phone. Searched through all the dresses, exploring all through the home. A couple of text messages, saw the name Keish. Wait a minute, that's that same bitch that robbed East. James ran out, jumped in the car, relit the blunt up. The sun up, kids going to school, think of my come up. Keisha found in the pool of blood, James got one up. I owe you, nigga.